Hello, it is Thursday, July 6th. I'm Ashley Rowe with WRAL News. Skies will stay mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 60s, lower 70s. Tomorrow, there are chances of showers and thunderstorms. In the afternoon, you're going to want to find a cool place to hang out because with that heat index, it's going to feel like it's in the low 100s. A Durham community is coming together a day after a five-year-old girl was shot and killed. A vigil is being held for Chloe Fennell, as well as 15-year-old Destiny Sidbury, who remains in critical condition from the same shooting. 42-year-old Brian Luster is charged with numerous charges, including first-degree murder. So far this year, more than 20 people under the age of 18 have been shot in Durham. At least 45% of the nation's tap water is estimated to be contaminated with PFAS. It's also known as forever chemicals. That comes from a new, first-of-its-kind national study. Of the 11 sites tested in North Carolina, 4 were found to have those forever chemicals. Carowinds is giving us new insight into how it plans to fix a support beam that was found separating on a roller coaster. An investigation by the park and Fury 325 manufacturer determined the crack formed along a weld line. A new support column will be built to replace the existing one, and then Carowinds says the ride will go through extensive training. For more on these stories and other news that matters to you, head on over to WRAL.com or download the WRAL News app.